This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Oh yes, the NSA does. They thank you big time for listening. Here we are, Intel Scanner. Tuesday night, once again. Show 438.
On a blustery, snow-filled, dark, and stormy Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's not just any regular old Tuesday night. This is an emergency transmission. A worldwide broadcast from behind enemy lines.
FEMA Sector 8. It's on fire.
Holy shit, the bombs are going off. There's grenades. There's women and children in the streets. Cats and dogs living together.
Fucking Katy Perry devil worshipping. I'm frightened. Super Bowl's being thrown. People getting shot at the hospital. And then Art can't live. Who gets shot at the fucking hospital and then can't fucking live? He had to have been shot a lot of fucking times.
A lot of times.
Because, I mean, where else can you get shot and maybe live?
Six cops emptied their weapons into this guy. As he laid face down on the ground, weaponless.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, from eyewitness accounts, they're saying this guy didn't have a gun at all.
The first thing I heard was he fired two shots at the cops, and then they opened fire on him. And then the official story that got put on the news today was that he ran away from him and he tripped, and when he fell, a shot went off and it hit the window. So now it went from two shots at the cops to one shot accidentally fired at the hospital window. It makes you wonder who fired that first shot.
Which was really accidentally fired from one of the police officers.
And my eyewitness has been at the hospital every single day. There's no hole in any window anywhere. No window crew been there to fix anything. There's no hole in any window. No gun was on that man. The guy didn't have a gun. Okay, let's stop right there. This seems to be a pattern. When the cops shoot someone, which they do every day, 100 people this year so far in America have been shot by police.
Two a day at least.
So that's the operating procedure that they go with is, oh, the guy had a gun. I was afraid for my life. They just automatically say that.
There's incentive. They get paid administrative leave. So you get fucking vacation.
Isn't that fun?
You get a vacation while the investigation goes on for six weeks.
There is an incentive to kill peasants.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Sweet. There's a monetary incentive because you get a paid vacation. You get to sit at home, mow your fucking lawn, catch up on fucking Netflix, and get paid.
Smoke some of the fucking weed that you've been confiscating from fucking idiots from last year.
Way to go, 5-0.
Way to go, Hawaii 5-0.
I want that job. And I
think
go.
There's just too many unknowns in this story, man.
I mean, we haven't even touched on it yet.
We didn't see the hospital footage. We didn't see today's press conference at the hospital by the police. We don't know necessarily where everybody is. And if the guy actually didn't have a weapon, then it brings into account his personal history and why the police keep showing up to arrest people with weapons. This isn't the first time it's happened, and it's been less than a year since the Craig Morrison shooting. And I mean, where are we at on this? Are police really going to approach you with guns drawn if you're suspect of a crime?
Well, he wasn't
nature?
A suspect. He was convicted of burglary.
Yeah, no. The burglary thing's bullshit because, I mean, it's not bullshit, but he was convicted. So that's sewn and tied, and he was caught breaking into his own ex-wife's house, and that entire story's come through, and it has no bearing on weapons with the exception of the two 9mm casings they found
outside the back door. See, and that adds weapons into it. I mean,
but that seems like it seems super circumstantial.
Big time. But why would he even do that? Why would he even?
But we don't even know who did that.
Were they?
It's true.
So circumstantial to the point that all of that evidence has to get thrown out because we don't know who put it there. We don't know how long it's been there. We don't know when the last time she was through that back door was. I mean,
were
unless.
They, Were they casings or were they live shells?
They were
shells?
Live shells.
They were live rounds?
Yeah.
So why would they just deposit two rounds and sunglasses unless that's the calling card of the fucking Joker? You know what I mean? Like, unless it's some real bullshit, it's entirely circumstantial and all that evidence will get thrown out in a real case.
Why? Well, according to the Billings Gazette, it says that he parked the car in the house and then closed the garage door, disabled the garage door, broke into the house, barricaded the front door with a refrigerator and everything, and was the mom came home and had to was the only way to get into the house. She couldn't go through the front door. The garage wouldn't come up, and the only way she would be able to go in through the back door, she looked into the garage and saw his car there, and then she bailed. Called the police, and that's what he got charged for burglary. So it sounds like he was setting up an ambush. I don't know.
Are we really there?
That's what the Billings Gazette said.
People are like setting up ambushes for their ex-wives because...
It's been happening since the beginning of time.
No, but it's not that common. I mean, yeah, it happens.
Pretty common.
Crazy happens, but it's not like all the time in our fucking town that crazy just unfolds like that.
There's been a lot of crazy going on.
Well, he just got divorced about a year ago. And it was shortly thereafter he approached me to buy some cameras.
Oh yeah, our producer.
I never touched back with him. He kind of ambushed me here at my house, and
is that the
he wanted name? To discuss buying some cameras and never went through with it. But kind of interesting.
So the guy was a real person. I mean, it wasn't some crazy madman lunatic out killing people willy-nilly or something. It was just some regular
people
guy.
People knew him. He was a man from the community.
Going through a divorce, going through some tough times. There were some circumstances, the burglary thing. He was had a bracelet on. His new girlfriend's dying in the hospital, so he cut his bracelet off to go there.
I think the closeness of this situation is really hindering everyone's objectivity in a lot of cases.
I don't know this guy. I didn't know him. I don't know anything about this guy.
I don't know him either.
It's definitely affecting the way the facts are coming to me because I'm usually getting them mostly from you. And, well, I get them from the newspaper, clearly. But a lot of the things I'm hearing, you're contradicting on a personal basis for your conspiracy angle. Sean has added some new information here that has a bearing that... You know, that would have to be wholly investigated. Like, why would a guy like this need cameras? Is he a pornographer? Is he, like, what the fuck was happening? Was he into such bad shit that he was setting people up and, like, doing... That's so weird and so deep that
What I think it was he wanted to set up some security cameras at his wife's place, his ex-wife's.
No shit. That's what we're contending right now. This guy is so far gone.
Purely speculatory.
But we're speculating at this point. This guy is so fucking gone that he was going to video surveillance his ex-wife's house.
It happens all the time.
To then kill her with...
Well, we have no way of knowing
We don't know any of that, but...
Well, I don't think about it. I don't know if he was trying to fucking kill her. I don't know about the whole barricade in the fucking house thing.
That's what the Billings Gazette said.
Billings Gazette has never been known to lie.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. So at least we all agree on that.
But, well, we just have to say, according to Billings Gazette, I mean, that's...
According to them.
I'm not pulling that out of the air. That's what they said.
According to known liars.
According... And they're just... These are just federal news, too. The federal people just tell Billings Gazette what to say. I mean, they're out of Chicago.
Is that an Associated Press article, or is it a local article?
Billings Gazette.
It's a local article. It
still has to be approved. Nobody can just print whatever the fuck they want.
Well, it's not like the story went nationwide either.
Not yet.
It hasn't.
If we did some shit, we could probably get some news attention on it.
Absolutely. So, as you said, the press conference was today, and yes, what happened was the sister of the deceased and the father of the deceased's girlfriend were there, who was an eyewitness. He said that the guy didn't have a gun. He watched the police shoot this guy in cold blood.
I think really we're going to have to hold off judgment until we see some of the evidence.
Some of his video footage, yeah.
You know, yes, where's that?
See the bullet hole matched up with his gun, see the gun and evidence, forensics. see the gunpowder residue on him.
They ought to be able to recover a slug from the wall and be able to test what gun it came out of.
Exactly.
But, I mean, if the police knew in advance what we know about the guy right now, that, I mean, he's clearly a suspect that's capable of some crazy shit, and that you should approach him with extreme prejudice, then they've already decided that in advance, and they did, and that's what happens when you're approached like that. I mean, at no point.
Well, according to Billings Gazette, he was earlier, was it in December, that they showed up, that there was a gun found outside of his apartment building, and somebody in one of the other apartments said, well, I think it might belong to Marshall. And the police went to go talk to him about it, and he just picks out the back door and just runs off. And then they couldn't find him. Oh. I mean, all this crazy shit for the last month and a half of it, I mean, according to the, I don't know.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of crazy shit. I mean, this guy, I don't know.
My thing is with this is six men, all in riot flak jackets and ready to go pick up a dude. It's the two federal marshals, two Billings Police Department guys, and two fugitive task force guys, Yellowstone fugitive task guys. That's six officers went to go get this one guy who went to run and tripped and fell. Whatever happened after that is we're waiting for the video to come out. But why couldn't they have gotten him and apprehended him and brought him in? Why is it so becoming such policy for them every time to go and, oh, he ran, or there was some little issue with he didn't comply correctly and didn't raise his hands quick enough? Whatever it is, people are getting shot every day by these cops. This is their policy. Instead of to apprehend them and bring them in for due process, that is the function of the police. They are failing miserably.
Yeah, but I guess in this particular circumstance, we're dealing with bad guys. I mean, the police were actually dealing with real bad guys, and they were just did what it was took to take down their bad guy. And
that's not acceptable. No, no, no. That's not what police do. Police don't take down bad guys. Police take them in to have judges and
U.S. Marshals
juries
sure do.
Put them in jail or give them whatever sentence that they deem punishable.
I think every single one of those guys took that job under the impression that it would be their job to stop bad guys.
To execute people. They're executioners.
To stop them.
I'm not trying to say that that it was all right in the circumstance, and I would like to see that video footage come to surface.
So would I.
But in setting up this event, it seems entirely plausible that they were on their way to go and stop a bad guy, and they took all of the force that they thought would be necessary, and then, you know, lo and behold, it turned out to be necessary.
But see, stopping a bad guy that's hanging out at a hospital and ran, that was already convicted of another crime, so you've absconded from your little
bracelet
thing.
There could have been ongoing investigations on other things that you don't know about.
Well, it's tough to tell, but
he's running away from to run and hide. He's not running to run to perform an attack. I mean,
right. He was non-threatening. If you're running away from the police, you're not threatening them.
See, we
period.
You know, that's where you gotta put the donut down and fucking pick up the pace and grab another gear and go chase his ass down. Right. That's your fucking job. That's what you get paid for.
Bring them to justice.
Yeah.
Not kill and execute and judge them on everything, right? That's not their function.
What if he had done a different crime, but he wasn't being suspected of that crime? And, you know, I mean, you can be arrested, be guilty of a whole separate crime, but if you're being charged with this crime that you didn't do, that other shit doesn't come into play. You see, he could have just been running in fear of a couple of outdated speeding tickets for all we fucking know.
Right, and that's why it needs to come to light. But it looks like that, I mean, even as civilians, we have information based on the idea that this is a bad guy. We know that this is a bad guy. And the police
don't know that.
No.
That's the thing. We don't know
that. I've committed crimes before, but I'm not a bad guy.
Right.
Isn't that your own ethics and objectivity coming through? I mean, you're the one that's not being objective at that point. You're the one who is biased in judging this circumstance before any of the real evidence comes to light, and that's my contention.
I worked with him for about a year, and I haven't had contact with him in the whole last year, but the time I worked with him, I did not see a bad guy.
And that's a great character reference. You know what I mean? And that kind of stuff should come to light in a real court case. But that's not like the way it's been seen made out to me in at least the media or in the way.
The media has definitely not made it up.
The media has demonized this guy for sure.
They've created a monster.
Anytime anybody goes up against the cops, it doesn't matter what you've done. Look what happened to Rodney King. They did the same thing with him. He was definitely in the fucking, in the right. He was not supposed to be getting beaten in the street like that, but they dragged his name through the fucking dirt.
The guy was a drug addict. He was a bad guy. He was a fucking bad guy.
I'm a drug addict.
I'm a drug addict.
I'm a drug addict. I love coffee. Coffee is a drug. I smoke cigarettes.
I like cigarettes.
Didn't you guys hear another theory about this John Marshall?
Yeah. Well, see, we get a lot of information here from sources we can't confirm, and we might need to wait on that. A lot of information did come to light about different things. If you read the Billings Gazette article and you know what you're reading, it'll tell you more than it's even telling you, if you know what I'm saying.
They didn't mean to actually make it.
Yeah,
let this out.
I don't know if they quite meant to word things the way they did. I don't know.
There are a few discrepancies with the Billings Gazette story that lead one to believe there were some underlying things going on with this whole investigation of this guy, yes.
And so let's do that. Let's, you know what I mean? I mean, is there really more to come to light on this? I mean, Sean brought forward a great character reference of the actual guy. I knew him. He was a good guy. Didn't seem like a bad guy to me. Same thing was said about the guy in Minnesota who had three women locked in his apartment for months. I mean, these are bad guys.
I want you to be my lawyer.
These are bad guys, whether or not you think they are.
You're jumping to judgment.
No, the guy who had three broads locked in his house is a bad guy. I don't care about his barbecue.
Sure,
he might have a great barbecue, but he's a bad guy.
And all of those things came to light through proper investigation, and that guy was brought to justice, wasn't even shot, on sight, like this guy.
Yeah, it seems like the real scumbags are the ones getting put into jail and everything, and the half scumbags are the ones getting killed.
Okay.
Right?
It seems that way.
People just barely even testing authority.
Yep.
Those I don't know, this is going to be an interesting story to see, because they're going to push this firearm, supposed pistol he had, I don't know.
That's what the press conference was today. Eyewitness press conference, police, the media, the news, there's a thing. An article in the Billings Gazette about it. It says the eyewitness who was there and watched the police shoot this guy said that this guy didn't have a gun, and so that was the press conference.
So I mean, video is going to be the only thing that straightens that out.
Yeah.
And so why are they withholding it? Why do they do this? Why are there no video from Sandy Hook? I mean, same
reason.
Why is
there no video from any of this?
Anything.
Oklahoma City. Oh, well, there was a thing.
The cameras weren't really...
There's always a thing, and the cameras go wrong.
Trick cameras.
Always a thing, and the cameras go wrong.
Maintenance schedules line up exactly.
Oh, software wasn't updated, or blah, blah, blah.
Y2K.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Y... Yeah, exactly. We didn't get it. We didn't get the right stuff for after Y2K. So anyway,
so we are waiting.
Just take our word for it on
what
happened.
For the footage of this, because there has to be some.
it's frightening.
So please, if you're listening, give us a call at 406-545-4496. Choose option one. If you're a police officer and you're listening, just give us a call. Tell us what you think. What's your take on this? We'd like to give a platform for all angles to be exposed. We just want the truth. What's up? Are cops out there scared to death? Really this bad that they want to draw their weapons? Just immediately, that's their first reaction to, oh, this guy didn't put his hands up, or this guy ran, or whatever the case may be.
I don't know. It just seems like there is underlying a lot more to this story than probably we'll ever know. I don't know.
I really see the only defense of this on their position to be the only answer you don't want to hear is, oh, you know how we can fix this? We're going to further militarize our police force, and that is going to weed out these weak assholes, and we are going to have a better, sturdier, less trigger-happy police force if you allow us to militarize them.
Yeah, because the military is really calm.
That's
militaries are known for their calmness the world over.
But there are, you know, nations like Britain who has military on the street, and it's not the end of the world.
Nobody has guns. Their military can do whatever they want. They got fucking... They're not worried about anybody having pistols. Fucking... AK-47s in the trunk of their car. They're fucking...
That's right.
They have robberies every day all over England. There's 30,000
registered and perfectly legal machine guns in the state of Texas tonight.
See, and that's why we're in America. We're not over there.
Automatic machine guns.
We're not redcoats over here. We're Americans. We're free citizens of this country we're supposed to be.
Well, what is it, man? That's my question. Like, you've got to decide whether or not the Constitution applies to you, and that's your shit, and this is your Constitution, and this is what you're going to defend, or it's bullshit, and that's the fucking problem, and it's not worth dick, and it should be used to wipe excrement from your face.
Uh-huh.
And
it should be.
Parts of it.
Parts of it are good. It's either fully good or it's not. It's like the Bible. You can't just take parts of it.
But it was written by biased
men. Yeah, it was written for an agenda.
It's just like the Bible. And
No argument here.
Well, that's why there's amendments to it that they make. Congress, there's people that represent the masses. That
that's like the Bible. You keep adding books to it. They're like right amendments. Yeah. It's like the same fucking, it's the same narrative.
It's the same fucking narrative. It's built on the same weakness of character that most people have, that you need somebody to tell you what you are capable of instead of deciding on your own. And once somebody tells you what you're capable of, that is inevitably limiting.
Well, I look at it, this is a chains, shackles on a government. This is government control, not people control. Not telling people how to live, but telling the government they can't tell people how to live.
Right, but that has devolved well before my life. I've entirely been raised in a country where the government told me what my opportunities were.
Absolutely. It's really slipped far. I blame my grandparents and my great-grandparents and
fucking
assholes. all those generations. Because we were born into this now. They let it slip from what it could have been, apparently. Or maybe it never was, and it was just a big lie the whole time. And they were brought up in the same damn lie we were, maybe.
Well, I think ever since, what was it, 1830s or so? Oh, 1812, around then. That's when the banks started really trying to take control of the states. I think ever since then, people have been under social engineering ever since then.
Social engineering goes a lot farther
all the way back to Genghis Khan, man. Let's bring Genghis Khan back into this shit.
Yeah.
Love Genghis Khan.
GK.
Whoop, whoop. I conquered the world on horseback.
Right. Yeah. He was pretty good. But what did he add to humanity? Mainly his gene pool, I guess. He created a whole gene pool of people, didn't he?
I read something like one in ten people have DNA descendant from Genghis Khan.
People in Asia, people, it's something like that. But it's people, not everybody. Yeah.
Well, Asia was a third of the world population.
It's most of humans.
It's most of humans.
So yeah, attaboy, Genghis Khan, GK, woo. Uncle G, how you be?
Most prolific rapist of all time.
Prolific.
Big props.
Genghis Khan. That seems like a really...
Genghis Khan?
You know they were dressing for it.
Yeah, you know they... I can't even say that. I was about to say. I caught myself.
When there's nobody else is my point.
When there's... Wasn't he a sheep farmer? Is that what he was doing out?
I thought that was Muhammad.
Were they both?
That was Moses, yeah. No, I think...
They all were!
They all were sheep
Holy
farmers.
Holy shit. Now I'm frightened of sheep farmers.
No, Genghis Khan was a warrior at 14. He was a youngest clan chief at 17. He had conquered many tribes by 20. He was on horseback moving across the world at 25. He was badass at 30. His grandkids and had established the empire by 40. He was dead by 50. I mean, that's a life, dude. That's living it.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
He did the thing. So, what was he, like 12 feet tall, too?
Shot fireballs from his fucking asshole. Yeah.
So, that's awesome.
So... We'll just not talk about the shooting anymore, are we done with that?
I guess we can hit on that discrepancy that we noticed in the Billings story anyways, about it said he was a felon
yeah.
from Texas
yeah.
in this Billings Gazette. had a felony in Texas, also said that the restraining order that his ex-wife filed against him stated that he owned a gun. Now, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to own a gun. And if the cops know that you're a felon and that you have a gun in the first place, now that's a huge deal. That's probably why the federal marshals were involved.
That's what I was wondering.
In going to get him in the first place.
But if they knew he had,
how was it that he didn't get arrested way before this? That he had encounters with police, and they just let him kind of go. It seems like a couple of times. Wasn't that part of the story too?
Because there's, but it said for the restraining order that he was. He owned a gun and it was okay. So I don't know.
Ooh,
who knows?
So what was going on with that? What would possess the police around here to just look the other way for him having a gun and being a felon? Think. Come on.
You know, Tom Clancy would say that
paperwork.
He was actually a double fucking agent.
Paperwork.
A double agent. You're getting close.
And he was up here. He was working undercover. He was inserted into the community under federal protection. He got a little bit soft. Started getting a little bit too chummy with everybody. They decided to pull him. He got wind of it. Decided to run, and he ended up getting shot and killed.
What was this?
Well, I'm just saying this would be like the fucking 24 or the or the CSI plot twist on it. But you know, it's not entirely too far fetched. I mean, everything kind of adds up. The backstory. You know, maybe
that's my contention as well. I think it all adds up to me. Like, doesn't
so they also
doesn't
said
seem
in the
like
story
much is out of place here.
The cameras might have been for his own personal
methamphetamines and a scale on him also. To which it seemed like he didn't get charged for that either. Mm-hmm. Was he getting charged with that? Was that a case pending? It might have been. It might not have been. But it said in the mm-hmm. Billings Gazette that he got found with methamphetamines in a scale. Said about the restraining order said he owned a gun. And it also that he's a felon. Now, all these three things tell me that the police, he could have been working with the police trying to bust other folks as part of his go easy on me please I'll turn these other people in type of thing.
That wouldn't allow him to carry a weapon, no way.
Oh, sure it would. Absolutely. You can,
if you're going to be a snitch,
yeah,
and
you
ever
allow
get
you,
found, carry a found out by it, you got to be able to defend yourself. Yeah. So you can keep on working for him.
That's how they get you, like how you can.
Yeah, just because it's a law doesn't mean that everyone's going to fucking
shit.
Follow
come
it.
On dude, laws are for fucking who are laws for idiots that fucking believe
I am
in.
The law.
Well, that's what I've said about rights and stuff, too. And I mean, I get that, but
Law enforcement breaks more laws to bust lawbreakers than the fucking people are breaking them in the first place.
Right. And that is probably the best thing that got said all night right there.
Well, that's the truth, and we all know it.
We all know it.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I mean, and that's not every single police officer is like that, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't know.
Oh, they're coming to kill us all.
Probably. We're on a list. It's the red list or the blue list. You know,
the red, white, and blue list.
Red, white, and blue list.
Do you guys know about the red, white, and blue list?
No, go on for that.
The red list is citizens that immediately need to be killed in case of a mass fucking rioting, revolution type scenario, whatever. Red list are the people that get killed. Blue list are people that are immediately incarcerated in concentration camps and what, you know,
FEMA stuff.
Late labor camps.
Put the
sheep
back.
And the white list is you are no threat. The red, white, and blue list.
Kind of like a caste system in a sense.
So, I don't know. So the peasants are falling into one of those three categories. Where are you falling in?
I'm in the green one.
I'm hoping I'm in the white list because I'm no threat to
I'm
them.
The white list. I don't see why I wouldn't be.
Why wouldn't I be?
Why wouldn't I be?
I speak Chinese. I'm totally for the empire. You know
Hong
what I mean?
Hong Chong Ching Cha.
I mean, like, when we combine empires with the U.S. and China, I'm going to be right there on the forefront talking on the radio still, you know.
Get you a harem.
Showing okay. People around. Yeah. Oh, I'm totally looking forward to that.
Homeland is best homeland.
Bunch of little fucking...
That'll be all right. I mean, whatever. Are we going to merge with China, really? Is that... How many generations would it take for that to be okay with everybody here in America?
since when does anybody have to be okay with anybody? How many people were really involved in the American Civil War? I mean, that's what's interesting when you see those kind of statistics.
I think it'd be a harder sell to get the Chinese on board with that.
Probably.
I mean, they're historically
xenophobic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but their current corporate endeavors in Africa right now would mean, would I think, lend to a new narrative being built by what the Chinese people and nation is really about in moving into the 21st century.
I think
you're going to have to kind of let go of some of those really old stereotypes of China. I mean, lots happened since the Japanese invasion, and they have found that, I mean, with the death of the Dalai Lama, hasn't happened yet, but with the death of the Dalai Lama, the Chinese-Tibetan relationship is going to change. When that changes, they're going to have India on more fronts. The borderland between China and India has been heating up in the Kashmir district. I mean, people are talking about what's going on between Pakistan, India, and China.
Yeah, there's some shit going on.
That's a hotbed of activity right now that nobody in the West talks about because nobody gives a shit about, because the only thing we care about is Israel and Jerusalem and everybody's stupid-ass religious quest, and it's not, has no bearing on reality.
We should call it New Israel, because when you call it Israel, that's like
Newsreel.
It's not really Israel. It's just, I don't know.
Can we call it Newsreel?
We don't have time. All right, well, we're going to break here. We're going to talk more about Israel, New Israel, Jews,
and
Muslims,
Islam, and gods,
Hindus,
Christianity.
Fucking,
I like turtles.
Abortion, fucking child sacrifice. Satan. It's all coming up.
Intel scanner. Yeah. Prodigal. You will never get rid of me, I'm always coming back. And I'm getting better than ever, and everyone loving that. I pick a villain to end of my son, I'm packing oblivion. I'm ripping faster than gats, blast past a million. I'll forever be rapping, the flow is everlasting. The inevitable success of a legend about to happen. The imminent event of a lyrical disaster. When I put the pen to a pad, make a spiritual master. Pieces, reaching to the stars, while you preaching to the choir. While you people always leeching on my arm. When I talk about my past, get the hell out of my face. Focus to coming up, I ain't falling out of my place. I'm about to make a mark in the rap game. Y'all too slow, man, I started in the fast lane. Made a crew with the homies, I'm poetic. We pay dues, so you know we're gonna get. Yeah.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This pen and this pad are making my fingers bleed. I'm writing about the pain and what I've been dreaming to be. I'm not pretending, I'm intending to resurrect your perfection. I'm measuring a lesson that's directing me in the present. I work day and night till the sun down, and I will fight to the end till I'm gunned down. Head up in the clouds like a flag in the god. I'm making up one against me, I'm defying the gods. Money never motivated, I wanna be known as the greatest. Too busy being loved, I don't even notice the haters. Dropping singles and now they uploaded the bases. I'm about to smash this motherfucker over Uranus. Prodigal on top of it, ain't nobody stopping him. Music is my baby and you know that I be rocking it. Forget about counting money, baby I'm counting stars. Forget about planet or baby I'm bouncing to Mars. You would think we living in prison cause I'm battle for bars. Setting fire, somebody sounding alarm. The unforgettable was generating a revenue. The greatest terrible is the never fading incredibles. Poetic is elevating the level to the pinnacle of anything we could ever endeavor. We'll never settle, the better only ahead of us. You shit bricks, the way we giving you enemas. And the people who love us, you know we love you. Changing the world is something that we must do. Got my city singing prodigal, we trust you. We the game changers, the clutch few. And I'm here to present the better of fellas. If you know somebody better than family, you should tell us. I developed one hell of a mental weapon that I use to exceed every level ever pretended. I've never driven to Mars, but I've driven to Saturn. Counting constellations, you could say that I live in a pattern. I wake up and breathe greatness. I didn't get in the game to make a million, it was never to be famous. So we praying with heads down and hands closed, that we never forget about how a man grows. So with everything in me, I'm gonna fight hard till I make a place in the heavens to place my star.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
stars. Reach for the sky while I'm standing here until I'm up so high, no landing gear. I can't imagine or fathom what would ever happen if I end up crashing. The lack and passion, I'm attacking Saturn in my rocket ship. No sarcasm, won't stop for shit. On a mission to the moon, so don't get in my way. Take a listen to your boys, we got a lot to say. Unforgettables, we take it to the level of incredible. Inevitable that we on the top, not preventable. We keep it real like a churchgoer, and we ain't gonna stop till everybody on this earth know us. Let me see you put your hands up high if you wanna come and kick it with some stand-up guys. Everybody going crazy when our name gets announced. You hear that beat drop? Everybody bounce, bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce. Jump to the stars, make them easier to count. To get where I'm at, you gon' need a blowin' ounce. But when it's all gone, you'll be back on the ground. Take a look, see me shrink in the distance. Think upon me when you're in need of some wishes. My team's up, ain't no way that you can get us. You know what they say, might as well join with us. Chase dreams like I'm sleeping in my track shoes. Wanna hear screams from the people in the back too. Ask who, you already know it's that dude. Sticks when I rip it like I'm spitting out tattoos. In debt to this game, fame past due. Never catching up, my whole team wearing flash shoes. Split it right in half down the middle like a cashew. Add it up, man, I'll even do the math too. Right now, we're in need of some hand claps. We on the green while they screaming in the sand traps. Spit raps like a lung full of anthrax. And they can't breathe, everybody better stand back. While we all lose sleep on this rap shit. Daydreaming about dreaming on a mattress. No bricks, so we beam until we crash it. We can't stop, man, it's just a fucking habit.
My soulmate, my best friend, the only one for me. When I look into the future, baby, you're all that I see. If a picture's worth a thousand words, then give me a camera so I can say all that I wanna say, but I still stammer.
I see you every day, and it still trips me out to see you even more beautiful than what I think about. You are a shining star in a world full of darkness. It took me a while, but you is where my heart is. And people still say we're young and maybe a little dumb, but with anyone else, my life has never been this fun. You opened my eyes to a whole new world, a world of happiness that I can't get with another girl. It was you opened up my eyes. You chose me over other guys. You are a blessing straight from heaven. Wash away all my lies. And I don't know why you chose me, but I'm so damn thankful for it. The way you make me feel makes my heart feel like it's soaring. Can I fathom a world without you? I just couldn't do it. You are my rock that gets me through the day. Just wish that I could prove it. You will always be my muse, where I draw my inspiration from. Those little butterflies in my stomach, that's how I know it's love.
Never, never, it mattered much, much to me. You would, but you don't tell me. All that mattered, you were, was your girlfriend. Baby, baby, it's all mattered, mattered, mattered to me. Then
wake up every morning, and I think about you, about how crazy it is that you could love me too. This love is not a passing fancy 6 years strong, but when I think of forever, it just don't seem that long. I would do anything for you. All you gotta do is ask, I'll be by your side. You know I got your back. When 22 died, it made me think that people rarely find, only seek. But I found you while I was young, and I'm thankful every day. I don't wanna fall asleep, I try to stay awake, because I don't wanna miss a moment with you. And that's true. If I need reassurance, your smile's enough proof.
Oh, here we are back, Intel Scanner. Before we get started, and we'll just end it at this, I just want to say rest in peace, John Marshall. I mean, I hope you're at rest now, no matter what the circumstances were and everything. And here we are.
And here we are.
Talk about the Super Bowl yet?
That's pretty serious, huh?
You want to make a run?
Make a run?
You know, a Super Bowl, make a run. I don't know. I've been trying to think of a joke for that. It hasn't been said. I haven't had any luck.
Can I bring up my issue with the Super Bowl?
Just pass it off, Jim.
Pass it off. Yeah, sure. So if you're just tuning in, this is the Intel Scanner. You can call in at 406-545-4496. Choose option one. We welcome calls. We are a freedom of speech zone. So whatever you got to say.
Yeah, we need a call in. Somebody call in.
I personally was raised in a system of values that have been challenged by this Super Bowl. And I don't know how it struck me immediately. It struck at my core values. And then I was taken aback and didn't know how to respond. And it was by seeing the girl singing the song upon the back of a golden god, of a gigantic golden beast, very similar to the one I imagine Moses seen when he came back down off of the mountain, and that he was pissed about. Now, as a not a Jew, I just don't know how I'm supposed to respond to that. Is that only Jews that are supposed to get pissed off about seeing everybody dancing around a golden god? Or because I was pissed about that, and I don't even know why. Like, is that core in my fundamental beliefs? I don't know what happened right there, but I want to bring that shit up. Like, does that affect anyone else?
She was riding a tiger.
Well, thought it was a lion.
Well, the song is about a tiger.
I thought it was a tiger.
Y'all gonna hear me roar?
Yeah,
so that's a great song. Katy Perry, I love you.
Call in.
Call in, please.
Stop by.
Her and John Mayer live in Livingston.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we could drive out there anytime.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Oh, I'm sure they would have us over for tea and crumpets.
I just want to put her in the trunk.
I think they would. Me and...
We're pretty cool. We're pretty personable. I bet you we show up and just be like,
hey, we show up and be like, hey, we're a rhythm section, actually.
Right? Tactically, yes. We're the whole thing. John, jam with us, man, a little bit.
Yeah, that's next show. That's because we're going out there here in the next 2 days. We're going to see what happens. So that'll be the next Intel scanner.
Because I want to interview with Katy Perry. She says she wants to be in the Illuminati even. Like, I want to be in the Illuminati.
I think what happened at the Super Bowl was her paying her way into the whatever secret societies and cults and demon worship that go on in the world. To me, like, I was so flagged by what happened right there that I don't even know. I don't not necessarily adhere to the religions that say that shit's bad, but that like seems like some fundamentally bad shit. Does anybody else feel that way, or am I totally on an island here?
It did seem really ritualistic.
It did seem ritualistic.
Like they just did a giant ritual and performed a spell of some sort to mesmerize the masses into what their agenda wants them to draw all those energies together and coalesce and get everyone to, you know, chant to the same groove.
I saw it as a massive Satan-worshipping, evil spirit-summoning kind of shit. And there were millions and millions and millions and millions of people who saw that. And it might have been the most populous viewed Satan-worshipping ceremony possibly of all time.
Of all time.
And that really puts into perspective, I mean, now we're days later in the aftermath of that. I mean, have you noticed any of your friends getting like new divorces and... or anything like that? I mean, is there like a new evil in the world? Are they going to fix the world? What do you think the cause? Why would they do that?
I think you're giving Katy Perry too much credit.
Okay.
I don't know. It was good. It was a good show. And I did think it was ritualistic. You think it was something like summoning a demon? You really like.
When we talk about the Bohemian Grove in the entire. The entire foundation of InfoWars and the entire foundation of this format that we are playing along with the Alex Jones propaganda. Alex Jones was there when they were doing the Satan worshiping ceremony in California with George Bush and all the other political elites. And that was real. And that really happened. And they were really there. And so whether or not it means anything to you, I'm just trying to hypotheticalize what it could mean to them. Like, it means something to them, and it's real to them.
It absolutely does.
And although I was flagged, it seemed real to me, but I don't know what it meant, because I'm not educated in that tone. Does it seem fake to you? Is that what you get? Like, it's just a song and dance? It's just for the money? It's just for the kids?
I don't know. If I could have it broken down for me better, like what exactly the ceremony was and what for, but yeah, it did seem ritualistic.
I think it's a centralizing tool, something to get everybody focused on the same thing. And you watch what Katy Perry says maybe later in the year, and you might be able to see.
It's all symbology. It's all the symbology that they're going for.
Well, they're really pushing Katy Perry.
Well, they got her wrapped up as the archetypal image of the goddess, the virgin, the whore. Okay, those three images all rolled into one. That's what she was portraying. That's what that was about. That's so worship of the goddess, the virgin.
And sex.
And the whore.
And
absolutely.
And I've heard that Christianity demonizes sex in a way atheists would normally tell you that that's unfair. And as a person who was brought up in it, yeah, it's wholly unfair the way Christianity treats sex. To the same point is when this woman rides in on a golden fucking god saying that sex is good and kissing other girls in three ways. The term menage a trois and kissed a girl in three ways came up like in that conversation many, many times, as if it were the entire point of her speech was get laid with multiple people, have an orgy tonight. And that seems super like it has been written about through the ages, from Plato to the beginning of the Mormon Church.
Very archetypal imagery. This is high level Freemason satanic.
That sexual immorality will implode your society.
Well, no. To the opposite is she was purporting sexuality that it won't implode your society and go out and do it. And my information from history is to the esque of it will, in fact, lead your society to a Sodom and Gomorrah, Noah's flood kind of end. Is that what's happening? I mean, I feel like I woke up and I was in that world. Like some real Sodom and Gomorrah.
You haven't seen it closing around us?
So that is totally what they were going for.
I was
here.
At home. I was playing my guitar. I was alone reading books from 500 years ago. And then I came out and I turned on the football game. And all of a sudden we're under takeover from demon golden gods. And I feel super like...
with the goddess virgin whore.
My feathers are ruffled from this, and I just don't know if anybody else is going to take it seriously or not.
It was pretty intense. I said the same things when we were watching it. We watched it. I said the same thing. Like, this is all just sexual propaganda, and
totally.
Yeah. I said almost the exact same things as you said watching the Super Bowl with.
It's to put the line. You know, you got the people on this side who are free-willed and go off and, you know, have their fun. And then you got the straight edge, I guess, you know, closed legs, you know, abstinence till marriage, you know, you got to draw that line, and it's always going to be pushed.
There doesn't have to be a line like that, but I mean...
No, it doesn't.
You don't have to be fucking having Roman orgies with farm animals
either.
It's
not Roman orgies or Christian strict Mother Teresa shit. It's not one or the other. Hindus have a long policy of the Kama Sutra and how, like, orgies in their particular place in society are valuable. But it's not like everybody should go out...
The Super Bowl isn't viewed over there, though.
Not everybody should go home and orgy tonight. And sell their kids.
That was aimed at us, at our country. That's what that was
aimed
for.
At.
The
us,
whole
yes.
world saw it.
Okay. No, the whole world. It's only broadcast here.
I didn't actually watch it.
Tune in, but
I didn't watch the game or the halftime show
because you suck.
But it sounds to me like it's a push for just, you know, consumerism, greed. Lust for money, lust for sexuality.
Yes, and all of that. All of those things that they're trying to bring and strengthen the vibes of that and all that type of energies. Also, it's an attack on the family. Mother, father, children. That is the core
That's how I felt attacked.
And it's going... just promoting the whole feminism thing, anti-father,
you break the families,
and then you can enslave them
because then you
the
break
children,
finances, and then families can't afford, you know, good education for their children,
and
it
state
just
becomes
poverty,
the fathers and
becomes
father
communism.
For
I mean,
the
all Super the Bowl is our gladiatorial games. It is, yeah. It is
bread and circus.
It is the exhibition of the empire to keep the people satiated.
Oh, and it is Gladiator. You should have seen the guy. First catch of the game, it was an interception to Seattle. Got hit so hard, he couldn't get back in the game. It, like, ripped his shoulder out of place. Boom! Just fucking shattered him. Done. He got one interception and just shattered right out of the game.
And what keeps our empire going, other than consumerism and the willingness, you know, that greed is good and that we should have more?
It's insane. It's fully insane, and I don't know how a person can buy into that. I fully don't get it.
You're born.
Yeah, we were born into this. This has been refined over the last, since Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays really took it to a whole different level.
Oh, yeah.
And then since him, I mean, boy, that's three generations ago. I mean, our grandparents were sucked into Edward Bernays bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's been refined. He wrote the book Propaganda. He's Sigmund Freud's nephew.
No, I get it. I don't understand how with religion, how if 94% of everybody polled in this survey believes in some sort of a higher power, what in the hell are we teaching people?
Well, but who's taking the survey? Statistics, you know.
Yeah, even if it's 50-50,
dude. 1,200, nearly, how many people are they asking? And where?
There's three types of lies. There's lies, damn lies, and statistics. I forget who said that, but it's an awesome quote.
Probably Edward Bernays.
No, it was like a president or something, because he was pissed off.
Yeah,
the media.
most of those Pew research polls and shit, they only go outside and they ask like less than 2,000 people in any given area, And then they assume that for the entire country. Well, you know, people in New York think differently than people in L.A. That's a proven fact over and over again in every fucking genre of pop culture. But
right, but that same argument is used to say that everybody at this kitchen table thinks differently, and we don't ever have to agree on everybody, and everybody's an individual snowflake, and there's no consensus on everything, and everybody's a snowflake, and there is no us at all, and you're fucking insane, and you know, I mean, you could say...
Nobody agrees wholeheartedly on everything. There's always going to be differences somewhere. I mean, it's just a matter of...
A lot of fundamentals that we all do agree on.
Well, there's a lot of fundamentals, but...
So you're the one actually being racist when you say people from L.A. or people from New York. You mean you're the one who's saying
yes,
that people
suck.
Aren't snowflakes.
What do you mean, you, and you people?
You know what I mean? And you're
people.
The one who's like...
Oh, yeah, people who are...
Limiting
people
their
who,
I was born in California.
Well, because you're raised... You adapt to your environment, and so if you were born and raised in LA versus being born and raised in New York versus being born and raised in Texas versus being born and raised in Montana, there's four complete different people there no matter what.
Yeah, but you could say that about four people in Montana and four people in
well,
LA.
Yeah,
but four people in New York.
I just put it on the general scope of
are
it.
Are we a big
so,
collective blob, or are we just a bunch of rugged individualists that trying to coexist?
Well, I don't know. Every time I look at you, I see Che Guevara, and so it's very hard to say this to him. You know what I mean? Like, I can't hardly say to Che Guevara, you're not an individual, and you should just do what you're told, Che. Why can't you just sit down and relax, dude? And so, no, like, he needed to do what he did, and I respect that he went straight Pancho Villa on those motherfuckers, but... on the other hand, like, at what point is it freedom and at what point is it narco-terror?
You know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And
yeah.
It's both sides see the other side as terrorists and you don't negotiate with terrorists and blah, blah, blah. Just...
Well, Harrison Ford said that.
Did he? Last time he was on the show?
I thought Bruce Willis said that, actually.
No, I thought it was Air Force One.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Oh, I'm sure that was long, long before...
No, I just have actually never seen that in print outside the movies.
Never seen that in print.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. I've never seen like there was negotiations with terrorists going on with just all with Saudi Arabia and.
Well, of course, that's why it's fun to say because it's a total fucking bullshit. Of course, you negotiate with terrorists.
Right. So that's why I was
it's
trying.
It's totally bullshit to even. I know that's a joke.
But I was just saying the only person I can even ever hear in my head saying those words are Harrison Ford with any serious face.
Hmm.
Like, I don't think Bill Clinton ever said that. I don't think any president
George
has ever
Bush
said
did.
That.
I bet you we can find... I bet you several presidents have said we don't...
We do not negotiate with terrorists.
I could hear... I bet you... You could hear Ronald Reagan saying that, right?
I think Obama did when...
That yeah,
dude
I,
was
I think
getting
Obama
his
said
fucking,
that. We don't,
his head cut off. The last guy they burned. That was... They burned him alive.
What now?
The last guy that they killed?
Oh, yeah, just today or yesterday a Jordanian pilot
oh that's right
ISIS kept in a cage and poured gas over him and burned him alive. And so tomorrow now the Jordans or Syria or whoever they're planning to execute six ISIS members.
Yep.
Eye for an eye.
In retaliation.
One of them is going to be a chick.
Well, they should televise it and let's fucking get some footage.
Well, absolutely.
They could do like draw and quarter them with camels. Like it'd be like faces of death. Okay.
Each one gets their own
Middle
different
Eastern
kind
style.
Of death. Yeah. Like Mortal Kombat.
Auction off the bidding.
Like, the camels are stubborn. Like they can have the guy tied up. It takes like 7 hours to get a camel to move. Finally, fucking.
This one's all asleep.
They get one to run, fucking, while the other ones.
Can I bring up an interesting point right here? Because we've got ISIS on the table. Isn't it interesting that we're complaining about how our people, the white American middle class...
Who's white? I'm only white on the outside.
All right.
I'm non-black. People,
I'm non-black!
All right, let's not try to associate
okay,
ourselves
sorry,
at all,
sorry.
Okay? America has their golden god and their golden goddess writing, firework, singing, roaring bitch.
Chris Kyle.
And, no. And the other team, ISIS, has God... temples and integrity. And my contention is like if you were to stand back and try to be objective and be like which side of this war is worth fighting for, I really feel like we're really in Nazi fucking Germany right now, trying to talk about rights of the people, and
while destroying fucking other people,
while just stomping and burning other people to the ground. And we're talking about American rights and your freedoms and all of these things that you fucking deserve, while it's like burning crops and villages.
Yeah,
well,
it's gone back and forth for centuries, for millennia. You know,
no, I don't think America was actually ever arguing from the position of right, I think was my point. But because, I mean, the whole Declaration of Independence and the Constitution was written in a period of slavery, which is still worse than what ISIS is currently doing. Because, like, even though they're executing people, like, they're not enslaving people and having naked people. In the
streets. they do enslave the Christians that don't convert, the women and children.
But this war, it's a religious war, and it's been going on forever, you know. Yeah. When Romans pushed out the Druids and all that, and then Constantine established Christianity as the Roman religion, Constantinople, and then eventually the Islams took that back and called it Istanbul.
Istanbul, I love it.
You know, using the same churches, and now they're Islamic temples, and
aren't they arguing, isn't Islam fighting for God, and isn't everybody else fighting for greed? And at what point can we decide that anybody's right, or is nobody ever right? Is that the point?
Well, they're fighting for power too. I mean, they like to have control and power.
But everybody, I mean, control and power is what's on the table, and somebody's going to get the loot at the end of the day.
I'm not
the
really
control
fighting
and the power is going to somebody. The idea is it going to the people who are fighting for God, or is it going to the people who are fighting upon the back of the golden dragon or the golden cat or whatever the fuck it was on that TV show? Like, that was disgusting. And my point is, is that what we're defending? Is that woman on the back of that tiger? Is that what all your rights are here to defend? Because if that's what your rights are defending, I don't support that anymore.
I don't think it's exactly that. That's a good place. I like where you're going with that.
That's a good question. Let's ponder that and hear a couple songs, and we'll come right back.
Intel Scanner. You better be born ready.
Suffocate me by police brutality. One I suppose, to put it into lucid terminology, the ability, by definition, to theoretically interfere with someone's thoughts and general ability to progress in life without conscious knowledge of their own behavior, by just being, simply breathing, is considered the 15 steps of assisted addiction. Now, your demeanor, your behavior, even alone with me right now, leads me to believe you are a victim to this unfortunate disorder. I'm going to be honest with you. More times than not, this disease is irreparable and is hopelessly accompanied by institutionalism of some kind. Sometimes it's the safest last resort. You understand? It's okay. It's okay sometimes to just take some time for yourself, to do what's best for you.
Intel scanner talking about Comrade Vladimir Lenin. Why did his body turn black?
I thought that was Michael Jackson after
it. It was a frightening story, but we let off in the last segment, and I'd let you just.
Because it's an important point, and it's important to me to make it once again, and I'll say it, I guess, with a little bit of preface. The point is, we're talking about the Super Bowl. And the iconography that happened during the halftime parade or the halftime show.
Ritual.
And my contention is that if the freedom set forth by the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, which I keep firmly in front of me whilst broadcasting this show, I feel like if those rights are there to defend that show of Satanism and greed and lust for power and the exploitation of small people, then I didn't sign up to defend that. And I actually thought we were fighting against the exploitation of small people through the use of false gods. And so if that's actually the team we're on, is team false god exploitation team?
Yes.
Then, like, yes. Is ISIS really encapsulating my core values, and why haven't we done more to support them?
Because they're cutting people's heads off and Katy Perry's just bouncing her tits. Your team is
doing so much worse. Dude, predator drones do worse than that to people every day. They eviscerate homes and people
and body parts.
There's a reason these people are so fucking psycho.
These people wake up every day to piles of dead bodies from predator drones from their mom's house, dude. They can barely enact the kind of damage that has been done upon them upon further people. Like, the only way to do it is for them to invent weapons of mass destruction from nothing. And they're doing it. IEDs are coming out every day. And that is the most destructive form of warfare. It has been outlawed by every war convention. And it's the first thing that every gang does, that every set of poor people do. They booby trap their shit. That's what they did in Vietnam. That's what they did in World War II. These minefields that are out there in the world right now are the most dangerous places on Earth, and it's the most illegal form of warfare. It's the most common form of warfare, and I feel like I've been encroached upon by this false idol worship and the entire framework of what we're raising our young people to be. And there was no minefields. They just, boom, they had me. What is our defense?
I like what you said off air about how America is in full blown Nazism. We really are.
Fully.
We
are in full blown Nazism. We are destroying and killing all sorts of people for corporate profit, just like Nazis, just like the whole Nazi regime, and it's frightening. And we
can almost track our core beliefs right back to Nazi Germany and the surrender of the SS during the end of World War II. The surrender of the SS and how we took them. No, not the surrender Nazi of Germany. The surrender of the military. Because the SS and the war crimes tribunals and all the things that happened, Nuremberg, is that what I'm thinking of?
Nuremberg trial.
Are we going to talk about Operation Paperclip?
We have.
Wow. Now you're taking it back to old school intel scanner. This was like absolutely old school intel scanner.
That is why.
This is my favorite topics.
The Nazis won. Project Paperclip happened. They all came here. The programs that are all in implementation now, but coming to fruition with this golden goddess, were started with this whole Nazi regime and Project Paperclip.
It's 100% all
the
way till
now. Remember Metropolis, the movie Metropolis? Like that, worshiping the whore, worshiping. I had just put that together. That's exactly what we just witnessed in that ritual, was the movie Metropolis. Have you ever seen the silent movie, the German?
Awesome movie.
Yes, was that not? You didn't watch the halftime show, so you don't know.
I have not seen that show. I apologize.
Oh, it's famous.
Not seen it. You're not seeing it.
I'm frightening.
I'm fully offended by my own people. Horror and I feel Babylon. Like when you wake up and you're within the walls of Nazi Germany, and the people that you're fighting against, the Zionists, are actually the good guys, and you didn't know that until like today. What is the first step you do today when you... I don't necessarily say I want to defect. Like, has my side been infiltrated by nefarious ends, and should I do more to defend my own people against the golden god? Or my people, the people of the golden false idol, and I need to find the people of the one god who I thought I was fighting for the whole time. I thought Jesus was the one God. I thought America was for Christianity. I learned that it wasn't, but I also learned that he represented the same thing that Islam represented, and that all of this Sons of Abraham crap was all the pyramid of the one God. And I felt really healthy that
this is how the empire falls. We lose faith in anything tangible, and we turn against each other.
Is it this empire of the golden God, or will it be the empire of the one God over there? We can only use our Arabic numerals to count. In a lot of times, I don't use MCXII like they did for the Super Bowl, which is an interesting point. But moreover, Arabic numerals and alcohol,
zero through
and algebra,
nine.
and medicine and alchemistry, you know what I mean? Like, whatever you... All of these things have benefited my personal fucking life.
It's like Al Jazeera.
Far more than hanging Copernicus and saying that...
The Arabic nations were a haven for scientific discovery and
Isaac
knowledge.
Even Newton was a freak for Islam. Like, he was a freak for alchemy and for all things that had to do with the one God, jinn, magic, Islam.
That's where a lot of the shit out of his Principe came from, was from his travels over there. A lot of, you know, but he was credited with it at all because, you know, we're white and they're brown.
But my contention remains, Isaac Newton, a lot of the heroes of my personal life and things that are important to me, like math and science and medicine and reason and logic and shit like that that's important to me, I feel like all came from my Islamic heritage and the Muslim heritage and the things that we kept from our many times conquering those people. And I feel like all of the medieval things that got white people through the 1600s and the 1500s, the 1400s, and the turn of the millennium have all fallen into wayside. How to forge steel, how to catch a rabbit, how to keep peasants out of your fields. All of these things are totally useless to me today. I don't use any of those skills. What are we defending anymore? What the fuck is anybody fighting for? Are you really fighting to defend that golden false god, that whore on the back of a golden lion shooting fireworks out of her ass?
Yeah, right. That was awesome, huh?
That was the hottest thing ever, with all her little people and Missy Elliott looking skinny again. I mean, all of that. I mean, I had a boner through the whole thing, okay? And
I jacked it twice.
I'm fully offended. You know, I don't like, I it's clearly even aroused in me whatever it was intended to do. Like, their intentions came off, I believe, fully. But I feel entirely violated by that. And I don't want to go full burqa. So I'm not burqa guy. I'm not even going to defend Islam and Saudi Arabia and all that crazy shit.
Sharia law is
all of that is
other subject.
Fucking insane, dude. I'm just saying, through history, when we've sifted the fucking flower of history, the things that are important, the things that stick, the things that rise to the surface are the one God and Islam and some of these things that we've been given. And I just don't fucking see what people are fighting for.
Judaism and Islam, basically.
Yeah,
Christianity came way later.
Islam is built on Christianity.
Islam came way later than Christianity.
Yeah. Oh. It goes, the Flavians stole the Torah and added
later.
Added
so basically Judaism.
Judaism, well, Abraham, yeah.
Started all.
Was a guy. And people are
They're all sons of
Abraham. They were the sons of Abraham until people came up with a better name for him, because technically I think they've all been wiped out like a number of times. They're all dead. And so it's people, and that's why they have rabbis now and not high priests, is that all of the high priests were wiped out, the entire bloodline of David. And so rabbis and people who are Jews today are actually people who just accept the faith but aren't
exactly
aren't genetically
name. There's a name for it. It's like
Hebrew
Azarkari or something, Azarkari Jew. And what it is it's almost like 98% of the Jews on the world today don't have any actual blood ties to
This is a big deal.
Israel. And it's just because is when the Jews moved and, you know, then they spread, these people accepted faith. And then when Israel and was fucking taken over and everyone was killed, they were the only Jews left.
And I like that term, mm-hmm. accepted faith in the one God is what you're saying. The one true God.
Well, yeah, lots of Jewish people went off into Europe and everything, and people did die. And
yeah, there's I read a whole fucking thing on it.
But
yeah, my contention is like I've always said that I'm here to fight for the one God.
And so the one God is supposed to be representing these things, integrity, justice, moral...
Well, it's always him versus Zeus. Like that's the fight.
Well, I was just gonna say. Think about where this came up in the height of the Roman Empire and their worship of many gods, and then this idea of monotheism comes up, and really was a detriment to that empire.
Right, because worshiping golden gods is way more profitable. And if we have lots of golden gods and pop cans and beer cans and hot chicks all over the place and you're worshiping these like things, then they're winning. And my point is the one God thinks that's shit. That's totally shit. People have been fighting against that for thousands of years. We only have writing to describe our fight against these cocksuckers. It's the only reason why I invented writing shit down is to track our progress over time.
Fighting the one golden god.
So, no, fighting the people who everybody thinks that their god is this. So like that tribe over there's got an owl god, and that tribe over there's got a jaguar god, and that tribe over there's got a fucking snake god, and our snake god totally kicked the shit out of your jaguar god. And this all comes down to the story of Abraham and his initial joining of monotheism in the first place, where he was working at his father's store, yada yada yada. All the idols at the idol store where he's working getting a fight.
If you could unite all of these different little gods under one true god of all of them or whatever, that's, yeah, sure, one ring to rule them all.
And that's Hindu.
Why wouldn't
that's Hinduism. That? And so, and that's really what we're going to fight against in the long run, is Buddhism.
That's not the
Islam.
God of Abraham, also saying the one true god of creator of the universe, master of all.
No, but we get into a real problem with our division of sub-gods and demigods and angels
and that's Hinduism.
And
there's a million little gods in Hinduism.
Right, but when we start elevating, in a Catholic sense, our prophets and our saints to an angelic and or I'm just going to pray to St. Mary like they do in Mexico, it's a scary change of the faith, and that's not the point. You're not pointing your prayers at the one God, then you're... Then that's my point, is what the fuck are we all fighting for? We have a real problem.
We need to unite humanity towards humanism, towards a single idea that humans as a whole, you know, should be built up and everything. And
dividing people.
Advance to the point where we can go out through the universe and colonize the rest of the planets.
Why do we need to invent a mythical being, you know, to attribute these qualities to? Why can we not say that we all are together and we all have qualities that we can unite for?
Well, that's my point, though, is that this
Why do we need a god?
This is an old fight. Like, people are always going to say they have a god. That's why we need a god. It's because my one god will trash your little tiger god, okay? Because my one god is the collection of all of history and everything we've ever learned about spiritualism and hypnosis and mentalism, what it is to have power over people. And when you come up and you come at me like, oh, my little tiger god's going to kick your ass and I'm just going to voodoo magic you. No, like, we've taken voodoo magic basically out of the world as best we can, and we've taken these things that people used to have power over each other, and we've leveled the playing field dramatically. And when that weapon gets used wrongly, it will always be a weapon. It will always exist, and so you need the one god to keep all the other gods in fucking line. Thou shalt have no god before this one is one of the commandments of the one God. And it's, even if you take it out of that context, like, there's only one empire and your little empire will just get squashed by our big empire, because that's what we're really talking about, is whether or not your private property is valuable, whether or not I should respect that.
I don't know.
I think, you know, the way I solved that whole idea, the way I kind of almost stay out of the fight is I just don't follow a god. I don't believe in a god. And so therefore I don't have any outside force attempting to control what I feel.
But then you have no position of morality then to say that the golden god is bad, that rape is bad, or that subjugating slaves
is bad.
Well, no,
I know that rape is bad. I mean, because...
Why?
Because you're doing something against somebody else's free will, and I wouldn't want it done to me. So
on what grounds? Where did you just invented that, though, out of thin air?
If I wouldn't want it done to me, then why would I want it upon somebody else? And you can't say that for sure.
Well, I'm saying that you have that on a spiritual ground, on a moral ground, and that we could really boil that down to your faith in God.
No, I don't have any faith in God. I'm sorry.
I think you have faith in the fact that rapists will... So you think...
If somebody forced their penis inside my fucking daughter, I know that is bad.
They're going to do that.
Some people
don't. No, she's going to let them. They're not going to force it. There's a difference.
All right. No, that's fair. And I'm not trying to defend anything.
Taking somebody's life, that's bad. I wouldn't want somebody to do that to me.
All we have to do is look at the social animals to see that there can be harmony without God, without a religion. And there is an inbuilt morality in everyone.
Yeah, look at dogs.
That gets boiled down, I think, a lot of times to the rules of the road.
Side of the road.
And a lot of people will use the rules of the road as that inborn, innate atheist morality. Do you agree?
No, it's...
Well,
it's just inherent in everyone to not want to kill people.
We are mostly a common compassion
for their fellow species.
And there's always exceptions to the rule.
We are a communal species. We want to belong to a community, and we want our community to be strong. And the world we are now is we see that we are a worldwide community, but yet not everybody is willing to accept that fact yet.
Right.
I'm just saying that rams have horns because they use them against other rams.
Yeah, but
they're not horns
as a mating contest. But how often do they kill each other?
They don't normally
all the time. How often do they give each other concussions? Like you haven't asked them. But my point is they have weapons to only fight each other. It's for the reason to fight each other.
Well, it's completely a mating thing though,
and a pecking order thing.
Yeah,
Intel scanner hierarchy. Tuesday nights. 8:30 p.m. Thank you for listening.
We love you.
I love you all.